From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. This week's 40th anniversary of the landmark Supreme Court abortion ruling Roe v. Wade is prompting California groups on both sides of the debate to look back. Ben Adler has more from Sacramento.
The National Right to Life movement says the ruling has led to the loss of 55 million lives, and the California Pro-Life Council held a dinner last night remembering them. Earlier in the day, abortion rights supporters gathered at the state capitol. Democratic Assemblymember Bonnie Lowenthal spoke of the days when abortions weren't legal and of the women who sought them anyway.
It was a horrific time. Not all of them came back. There were back alleys. There were people who didn't practice medicine. There were people who went across our borders to get their basic rights met.
Meanwhile, the battle over abortion access in California continues. Legislative Democrats say they'll try again to pass a bill that stalled last year in a state Senate committee. It would expand the types of California health professionals who could legally provide first trimester abortion services. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
California State University administrators are asking the state for nearly $250 million more than Governor Jerry Brown's budget proposes. But the governor is warning that CSU will have to make do without everything it's asking for. Brown joined Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom at Tuesday's CSU trustees meeting in Long Beach. During the meeting, Newsom pushed Chief Financial Officer Benjamin Quillian on whether tuition could be affected by that funding gap.
The idea or issue surrounding tuition or fee increases is off the table. That will not be presented as an option.
At this point, we are operating as if we will not increase tuition.
The governor's proposed budget would give CSU $125 million more than last year, but the system is looking for more than $370 million, including more than $85 million for salary increases. Brown suggested those pay raises would so easily